It's very disappointing. We had a really strong committee support for the bill. We collected a lot of evidence from around the country. The only reason I can really think of is that industry lobbyists got to people in the Labor and Liberal Party and made sure it was blocked. They have, of course, said that they will consider it in the future, and they're looking at other avenues and trying to overcome technical difficulties with the bill. But interestingly enough, none of those technical difficulties came to light during the Senate process, because if they had have, we could have addressed them. It was a very clear and simple bill to put country of origin labelling on retail sale of seafood. So you just basically say it's local or it's imported. That's all it was to begin with. There was proposals for much more information, for example, where exactly the fish was caught and what type of fish it was, but that we decided to set that for a future date, so baby steps. But we couldn't even get up totally non-controversial, popular and simple labelling bill, which would have actually supported our local commercial seafood industry and done a good thing for the environment.
Is there an argument that says the new country of origin labelling laws do cover seafood, so therefore you don't necessarily need this other form of labelling?
Yeah. Look, apart from the fact that we have seen with the Northern Territory bill the Pubs and Clubs Association lobbying to prevent this happening on the basis that it's going to introduce, you know, compliance costs to their members. The other political issue, of course, is that in the bigger picture, the government's trying to put up a country of origin labelling for all food in the country. The problem with that is it doesn't have anything to do with seafood, the seafood bill that we saw defeated in the Senate today. The seafood bill today was purely about the retail, the sale of fish and seafood, for example, in fish and chip shops or through fish shops. At the moment, the wholesale sale of fish is actually quite well labelled. What happens in this country is if you catch fish, if you're a commercial fisherman, you have very extensive information requirements. When that fish goes to the wholesale markets, for example, the Sydney fish markets, they also have very extensive labelling requirements. And then when it gets to the back of the seafood restaurant, it doesn't go the extra 20 feet to the table. All that information gets lost. So what this bill was designed to do was to actually allow on the menus and on the boards in restaurants some basic information so consumers would be informed when they made their choice about what kind of fish or seafood they wanted to buy or to purchase.
What were consumers saying during these inquiries by the Senate? What did they want?
Yes, the consumers clearly wanted the choice. And what we needed was to look at a case study or a model of where this has worked. So it has to be good for the businesses that are retailing the seafood, such as restaurants, and it had to be good for consumers. And we went to the Northern Territory. Now, they bought in a country of origin labelling on fresh seafood about 6 years ago. And what it proved was that consumers were willing to pay premiums for local seafood. So they're willing to pay an extra $3 or $4 for their fish at a restaurant, which, of course, is good for the restaurants. It was good for the commercial seafood industry, and the consumers respected the choice. The fact that they actually had a choice and they could determine where their food comes from. Consumers have been prepared to pay for that information that allows them to know where their food comes from. It's something they want and it's something they're prepared to pay for, and that was the clear evidence that was given to the committee. So we thought, well, if it can work in the Northern Territory, why can't it work for the rest of the country? And we found no obstacles at all as to why it couldn't work for the rest of the country, except for some unsubstantiated claims that it was somehow going to add to compliance costs for small businesses.
Is this plan change to seafood labelling now dead in the water, or will you keep pursuing it?
There's two avenues it could take from here. It could go to state-based laws. So obviously the Northern Territory have brought in a law. It is possible that a state like Tasmania could bring in a very similar bill. That's something I'll be talking to my state colleagues about. For example, our salmon industry in Tasmania, they let me know when I met with them recently that imported salmon is actually a big threat to their industry. And of course, if you don't know that the salmon you're eating in a restaurant is imported or if it's local, it's not going to help the local industry. So it could be a state-based bill, or we are looking at an alternative process for reintroducing the bill, and we're actually discussing that at the moment. So we're not going to give up.
And Senator Peter Whish-Wilson, talking about salmon, when will we know the results of the FinFish inquiry?
The results are due to be, the committee will be due to hand down its report next Tuesday. That'll be tabled in Parliament, and we'll have a chance to speak to that report. I'm hopeful there won't be any more delays.